And it's time to welcome the man who had coffee with Macaulay half an hour ago.
Skyrockets in flight.
He's been away and now he's back again.
I am, yes. I like this reference as well. I get the reference. It's good. Very well done. It really is.
Did you tell them to...
You stay classy, San Diego.
I didn't, but I have been to the San Diego Zoo. Because, okay. You know, obviously, in the film, they filmed some...
Yeah, exactly.
So we have been there. So when we were walking around the zoo, we was like, is it that one? No, it's this one. So we had the picture from the film up on our phones to check which one it was. See, this is what happens when you're in San Diego. You get really, really nerdy about things.
So you've been to Comic-Con.
Yes.
And what's it like?
It's absolute chaos, to be honest with you. It's 130,000 people each day. It runs for 4 days. Now, that's people who have tickets to get into the convention center. Okay. Now, inside the convention center, there are about 40 or 50 different rooms, each with different Q&As happening every hour on the hour, basically. So you can basically go there and see all of the big stuff. So you can see, you know, Warner Brothers stuff. So, you know, like the DC films as well. So they bring trailers and they bring all the cast out and stuff like that. So you can see that. You can go and see Sony films, Spider-Man stuff. So they show all of the... They don't show the films. They just show clips, and that's the first place they do it. But then, if you're not into films, they have TV stuff as well. So I was there. I saw the first episode of Castle Rock, which is the Stephen King TV show. First episode of The Passage, which is not on TV until February next year.
Okay.
And it stars Mark Paul Gosselaar from Saved by the Bell.
Oh, he was in NYPD Blue for a while.
Yeah, well, this is what he's doing now. He's doing a lot more serious stuff. So he was there as well. So, you know, if you have something at San Diego Comic-Con, chances are that the cast are going to turn up. But if you don't like TV, not a problem. They have a whole entire section of gaming, like an entire hotel given away to gaming, whether it's computer games, whether it's board games, whether it's, you know, all the different types. There's that as well. If you're not into that, don't worry, they've got you covered, because chances are you're probably into your collectibles, so you want to buy these toys and whatever else. And most of these toys you can only buy at San Diego Comic-Con. They only put out about 2,000 of them.
Limited edition,
exactly. So yes, so there's all that. If you're not into that, don't worry, they've got cosplay people there, professional cosplay people. And out
people dressed as stormtroopers.
Well, that is a little bit basic for San Diego Comic-Con, I will be honest.
Someone head to toe in green paint?
No, not quite. There are people there who will spend years and years doing their cosplay, and they will be... one I saw, which I thought was brilliant, was somebody was there as Megatron from Transformers.
Okay.
And he was about 9 foot tall, so clearly he was on stilts, but it was all... Whatever it was, I don't know if it was metal or, you know, I don't know, but it looked brilliant. So people spend years doing cosplays and whatever else, and then you have, out the back of the convention centre, they have this little cosplay area where they take photos and everything else like that. But also, because of certain cosplay things, and like Lord of the Rings and other things, you have people there doing staged fights with swords and shields and stuff like that, so you can go and stand and watch these people actually beat people up with swords and shields, but at the end of it, they all laugh and joke about it. So that's kind of Comic-Con in a nutshell, but I'm saying 130,000 people. Actually, you don't need a ticket to do other things, what they call off-site. So around the convention center, TV shows and films will pitch up and put up these temporary structures which you can go in and interact with things. So the last guess that they had was around 250,000 people descend on San Diego for that weekend. Even if you haven't got a ticket, you can still do all the things. So you can do the Game of Thrones experience, or you can do the Good Place walkthrough, or you can do a picture with the gorilla from Rampage. So all of these things, you know, it's such a huge nerd center. I say nerd, it's beyond that now. It's pop culture, basically. So if you're into anything like that, it is... It's the epicenter, basically. It's been going for 49 years now. And over the past 10 years, that's when it's got really, really big. You can still get comics there, by the way, because, you know, people complain, oh, it's grown out the comics. No, you can still get comics there. There's still Q&As about comics.
And did you have any really good star spots?
Yes, I did, actually.
I saw some pictures on your Twitter, but I thought, don't know that one, don't know that one, don't know that one.
Yeah, no, I did, actually. I met Michael Rooker, who's obviously in Guardians of the Galaxy, plays Yondu. So I met him. He was really nice, but he'd broken his arm or something like that. So I couldn't shake his arm, which was really annoying. So I saw him. I'm trying to think who else. Alison Janney, who obviously, you know, won the Oscar for, I, Tonya. Saw her as well. I'm trying to think now. See, this is the problem. It's so long ago, but it's not actually.
You didn't ask her how she felt about having a giraffe named after her.
I didn't. The funny thing was, I was walking past and I turned to my girlfriend. I was like, was that Alison Janney? She was like, I think it was. I was like, oh, I want to go back now, but, you know.
Alison Janney.
Also, in our hotel was Freddie Prinze Jr.
So he was
there. Ralph Garman, I bumped into in the lobby. If you don't know who he is, he works with Kevin Smith quite a lot. He does a lot of podcasting. He's also an actor as well. It's just basically you have to keep your head up when you're at San Diego Comic-Con because 9 times out of 10, most of these famous people are actually just wandering about.
They blend in, don't they?
This is the thing, because everybody thinks, that's not Joss Whedon. Why would he be wandering about? When in actual fact, yes, it is Joss Whedon, you know, stuff like that. So, yeah, you just have to keep your head up, and you do spot certain people. And I just kind of go over and say hello, and, you know, I'm a big fan.
And you've brought some swag back, haven't you?
Do you know what? I brought some back. I left some back in the US. That's the thing, because there was so much. We were 1 kilogram under our weight on the flight back, which was really close. But yes, I brought so much back. And I'm doing a competition.
I was going to say, yeah, that's on your Twitter.
It is, yeah. So basically, I got a lot of stuff, bags, badges, fans as well, lanyards, books, just loads and loads of stuff that they give out for free, basically. And I thought, well, there's no point me keeping it. I might as well, you know, put it out there for a competition. Yeah, I'm sure there's loads of people who would like to win some of the stuff that have never been to San Diego. And this kind of gives you a little bit of an insight as to what you can get and also what is there. So I've included a San Diego Comic-Con booklet as well, which is, it's about 90 pages. Ooh. And it's got artwork in there, it's got stories, it's got, it's basically all about this year at San Diego. So yeah, you know, I just thought, no, let's give it to some people who are interested in that sort of thing.
So it's a retweet and win, or retweet and have a chance to win competition, at @Mark_Searby
yes.
on Twitter.
Yes.
We'll have links to that on the Phoenix FM website a bit later on.